It's very significant. In the whole stem cell debate, the embryonic versus adult stem cells, very few people, including not a lot of professionals and physicians, understand that adult stem cells are already treating thousands of people every year for dozens of different diseases. So this is extremely important in terms of making the public, as well as the policymakers, aware of the ethical and successful adult stem cells.
Up until fairly recently, it could be argued that embryonic stem cell research was getting all the publicity. It was getting all the, shall we say, media hype, and adult stem cells were often seen as a poor relation with less potential. But do you sense now that the tide is turning there, at least from the scientific point of view?
I think it really is. I think more and more scientists are turning towards using adult stem cells, not just in the laboratory, of course, but also to treat patients. It's true that in the past, the media have focused on the embryonic stem cells. It was sort of the fad of the day among stem cells. In the meantime, adult stem cells have continued to grow in terms of their usage for disease and in terms of their usage in the lab. So it's very encouraging to see more and more attention paid to adult stem cells.
And one of the most exciting recent discoveries is the so-called induced pluripotent stem cells, I gather, that have many of the advantages in medical terms of embryonic stem cells, but none, of course, of the ethical problems connected with that.
It is a very important advance just within the last few years, being able to take a skin cell or pretty much any cell, reprogram it like reprogramming a computer so that it looks and acts like an embryonic stem cell, but without the use of embryos or eggs or cloning. And those cells will be important in terms of laboratory studies. And in the meantime, adult stem cells continue to treat patients, thousands of them every year.
Do you find that many people, both in the medical profession and in the public at large, are concerned about the ethical implications of using embryonic stem cells? Or do you think it's an issue that's rather been brushed aside in the enthusiasm for this new advance in medicine?
I think ethics does play an important role, even for the public at large. They are concerned about being able to get treatments and cures, but without having to endanger or destroy human life. Now, frankly, a lot of people are pragmatic, and however those treatments might come, they would welcome them. But if they can come in an ethical manner without destruction of even young human life, many people would be much less concerned about using stem cells, particularly adult stem cells.
And how do you talk about this issue in your studies and in your discussions with your students, in your coursework? I mean, is it something that a lot of people are actively trying to promote, you know, adult stem cells, the more ethical way of dealing with this business?
There haven't been a lot of people promoting it, although that number is increasing now. And hopefully, again, this conference that's going on will allow more public knowledge about adult stem cells and their successes. I think it continues to be a matter of contrasting the ethical uses of embryonic versus adult stem cells, the scientific advantage of adult stem cells over the embryonic, and simply making people aware. I give talks about stem cells all over the world, and even among physicians, I find that about half of them don't understand these differences. So education is very important.
Okay, we've talked about the ethical implications, but in strictly medical terms, embryonic stem cell research has thrown up quite a lot of risks, hasn't it? The risks of tumor growth?
Yes, embryonic stem cells, the ethical issues totally aside, still have many problems, pragmatic, practical problems with tumor growth, with forming the wrong tissues in the wrong place in the body, with transplant rejection. And the list just continues to grow. It's something that scientifically has not been overcome in 30 years of embryonic stem cell research, first mouse and human. In the meantime, adult stem cells, about half of patients can use their own adult stem cells, which totally does away with the transplant rejection problem. The cells are very well behaved. They make the right tissues only where and when they're needed, and they don't form tumors.
And in terms of money, how much money is going into adult stem cell research compared to how much is going into embryonic stem cell research? Do we have any ideas there?
I don't know globally. Or, for example, for the EU, I do know that in the United States, there actually is more money from the federal government going to adult stem cells, but that is changing over time. And there's a lot of state taxpayer money going to embryonic. That hopefully will change over time as well, especially as people see the advantages ethically and for treatments of adult stem cells.
Well, presumably the real persuader for many of the people will be the fact that there are these shortcomings which are not present with adult stem cell treatments.
It's true. When you look at just the practical problems, most patients do not want to be treated and end up getting cancer as part of the treatment. Embryonic stem cells, they have not been able to overcome that problem. While adult stem cells are treating dozens of diseases. It's gone well beyond the old bone marrow transplants for cancers and leukemias. It's now treating anemias, spinal cord injury, heart damage, stroke, multiple sclerosis. And again, the list just continues to expand monthly.
And of these many adult stem cell treatments, which do you offer the most potential, or do you think they all do?
I really think they all do. The adult stem cells are well-behaved. You can get them ethically without harming the donor, and they function well in terms of restoring tissue function, sort of filling in holes and gaps in damaged tissue, and restoring the health of the patient. So I really think the sky is the limit for adult stem cells. It's a matter of people need to understand about them. They need to focus on the adult stem cells, and we really need more resources there.
And do you think the church could be doing more to promote adult stem cell research, preach against ethical problems connected with embryonic stem cell research? Is the message getting out to the faithful?
The message is getting out, but more needs to be done. More could be done by the church. More could be done by the scientists and everyone who are involved in this particular adult stem cell research. The tide is slowly changing. The church has put money not just towards education, but even towards actual research with adult stem cells in the past in various countries. Much more obviously can be done, but people need to understand it's the adult stem cells that are treating patients now and will continue to provide more and more treatments into the future. So that's where we need to put all of our resources.
Because the bottom line is, because of these fears about tumor growth and the other problems, that people are not doing actual clinical trials, are they, with embryonic stem cell research?
There's very little going on. In fact, as far as we know, a total of maybe 6 people have had embryonic stem cells injected as a clinical trial. In 2 or 3 very, very small clinical trials. And the biggest fear are the tumors and the other practical problems that you get with embryonic stem cells, and those problems simply do not exist for adult stem cells.